everybody. I'm Dr. Kirti Catherine Kabir, a breast specialist and oncoplastic surgeon at Kaveri Hospital, Chennai. We come to the non-modifiable risk factor. So there are some risk factors that I've told you about now where you can modify your lifestyle to reduce your risk. But then there are some risk factors where we cannot do anything about it. We are exposed in terms of a family history or a genetic mutation. So what do you do here? So most commonly you see women with a strong family history would have had amma kirindirkom appa ku would have sidelined the, like his mom or sister could have had a breast cancer, an aunt could have had a breast cancer. So if you are within a family that's got a strong family history of breast cancer, then you are more prone to getting it as well. The second thing is if you have a genetic mutation. So how do you know if you have a genetic mutation? Ipo veetla yaarkaga vande marbu puchunoi vandirku young age la vandirkana kandipa they would have been advised to test for any genetic mutation. Genetic mutation enna kettingna odambukulliye if when your cells are getting produced and the cells kulliye or abnormal cell form aayirkana it forms a mutated cell, that is what we call a genetic mutation. Once this happens in the body, it can be passed on to generations. So adu eppadi kandupidikkiradhu, there's a small blood test that you can do and this blood test will tell you whether you carry an abnormal gene or whether you don't carry an abnormal gene. So what happens if you carry an abnormal gene that can increase your risk for breast cancer, or if you have a strong family history that increases your risk for breast cancer, what can you do? So there are a couple of things. One is you screen more routinely. Appadi enna kettingana you start screening from the age of 25 years itself. So normally or pengalukku vanda 40 vayasku mele da we advise doing a routine screening mammogram. And we do this to pick up a cancer at a very early stage so that it is curable. But when you have a genetic predisposition, that is if you have a gene abnormality or a strong family history, under time la vandu we will advise screening from the age of 25 years. So how do you go about the screening? You have to first consult a doctor. Ipo ungalaude breast ku ellarum everybody's breast is different. The make of the breast, the density of the breast is different. And according to that, we advise screening. So first, you have to consult your doctor. Then find out, how do you go about screening? Mammogram padlama or do you need to do an MRI? Because when you are really young, a mammogram may not show early changes of abnormal changes that happen within the breast. So then you do an MRI of the breast. So early screening, what does it do? Early screening helps you find a cancer at a very early stage or even abnormal cells that form before the cancer is developed. We go and target the abnormal cells, we surgically take them out and we prevent a cancer from occurring. So this is the advantage of having early screening in people who are at high risk. So what is the other thing you can do for risk reduction is surgical options. So now we have options where, one, if you have completed your family, if you are about 25 to 35 years of age and you have completed having your family, you don't require the function of your ovaries anymore, is one, we cut the source of where the hormones come from. So breast cancer formation is purely due to different hormones that form in the body and the levels of hormones that form in the body. And as I said, estrogen and progesterone. So these two hormones are produced from the ovaries. And if we remove the ovaries once you have completed your family, we cut the source of the hormones. This is one way of reducing your risk for breast cancer. The second option is to remove the breast glands. Ipo ellarkum vandu breast glands eduthona breast fulla eduthuvaanga antu, that is the notion that everybody has, but that is wrong. You can preserve the skin over the breast, you can preserve the nipple of the breast and only remove the glands underneath, so that the glands which produce the cells and where the cancer is formed is removed, and you can always substitute for those glands tissues from other parts of the body or by using an implant. So how do we do these procedures? Commonly, incision is made on the under part of the breast, which we call the inframammary fold or the crease of the breast. So the scar is hidden. The entire skin and the nipple is raised. The glands tissue, the breast glands alone are removed and replaced either with tissues from your tummy or from the back or from the thighs or by an implant, and the skin is closed back. So externally paakumbodhu, it will only look like you have a breast, but the breast glands have been removed, hence reducing your risk for cancer. So these are the methods that we can do to reduce your risk for cancer. If you have any further queries on risk reducing methods or screening methods, do reach out to us. Thank you.